This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You're listening to Mackenzie's favorite broadcast, USAprepares.com. With us this hour? I thought I'd get Mackenzie in trouble because he is engineering both this broadcast and Josh Tolley. So I thought I'd mention that he's engineering his favorite broadcast with us right this second. Thank you, Mackenzie. Kyle Harris is with us, and we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself wiring for your homes, how to do it right, how to save some money. And what you need to know about wiring outlets, receptacles, sub-panels, things to think about. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. So Kyle Harris lives off-grid in Montana. Kyle, would you mind sharing with us a little bit of the kinds of experience that you've had in the electricity field? Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. I started out about 38 years ago, something like that, as an apprentice. I was union trained. Still some of the best training I think you can get is the IBEW. I don't agree with them, of course, politically, but because they tend to always support the Democratic, you know, people. But they do have some of the best training, in my opinion, that I've seen. And I went through a regular four-year apprenticeship and turned out as a journeyman, and I've done everything from wire houses to I worked at a dam for a while, and we were able to make this dam able to be remote controlled, all four generators by either microwave tower or fiber optic from Grand Coulee Dam in Washington. And the dam I was working on is over here in Montana. Worked on that. So real complicated type stuff. And then, you know, where you'd have boards that, you know, one board would be, you know, 12 feet long and 4 feet high and full of switches and control mechanisms to turn on and off everything that was going on, you know, logic controllers and things like that. I've done a lot of different things over the years.
That's great. You know, you mentioned fiber optics. I built a fiber optic network for a county government, and I designed a microwave communication system and installed it as well, and configured it and so forth, and, you know, built it turnkey. And so I've had some of the similar experiences that you've had. And you mentioned IBEW class. That stands for International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And that's a union shop. And you know, what you talked about, Kyle, the progression through learning, training, and then ultimately, you know, working under someone and then going on your where you're in charge, that's a really great way to go. That's the old way of doing things, and I fully subscribe to that, because right now children seem to think that they should start out being president, and they have very little clue as to what's really happening. So I applaud you for taking the, well, it's not the easy path, but it's the best path, in my opinion. Kyle, I want to talk about several things today. One, and I thought we could talk about electrical outlet boxes. They're not all the same. And when I was building our farmhouse here in Missouri, I could go to the big box store. We'll call it Lowe's. We'll call it Home Depot. And you could buy an electrical outlet box. They're blue, made by a company called Carlon, C-A-R-L-O-N. And you could get them for about 18 cents. And you could put two nails that are attached to them, and you can pound them into the studs, and then they work great, except they're small. They're small. Now, for a few more cents, maybe 30 cents, 31 cents, you could get instead of an 18-cubic-inch little box, you could get one that would be a little larger. You could fit the wires in a little easier. You could bend them a little more gently. You'd have a little more airspace in there to work around. And after trying the small ones that were inexpensive, I decided that I'd rather have the bigger ones. And they work so much better. And, yeah. Well, last week I was finishing up some of the wiring that has been not finished in our farmhouse for 12 years. And I'd like to share with you what I do, and I'd love to hear your comments. I prefer the slightly larger boxes. And let's say 22 cubic inches or more. And I like the ones with the nails. They work great for new work. But I like to leave the wires inside the box a little bit longer than everybody else. And there's several reasons why. Number one is if I have longer wires, I can make hooking up the switches or the receptacles, it's easier. I like to strip the wires to the appropriate length, bend the wires with a pair of pliers that's designed for that purpose around the screw, and I like to screw them in tightly. And I don't strip the wires and stick them in through those holes in the back where you don't use the screws. I don't like that. I don't think that's a good connection for the long run. That's my opinion. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And I like leaving the wires longer, maybe 8 inches. 8 inches long, so that I can fold them gently back into the box. And later on, if I have to do more work in that box and I have to cut off the ends and restrip them, I've got enough wire to do that. That's why I like to do it that way. What are your thoughts, Kyle?
Exactly, Vince. That's exactly the way I do things. It's really funny. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, it's like we're reading from the same book or something, you know. People don't realize that if you take those wires, strip them, and just plug them into that little hole, if you look in that little hole, you're going to see a little tiny piece of metal that's sort of like spring-loaded, and it's a wedge, basically. And when you stick the wire in there, that little tiny sliver of this wedge is pressed up against the wire, and that is your connection. And if you hook something to that, that'll pull quite a few amps over a longer period of time. That connection gets hot, creates oxidation, and will actually can cause a fire. So I'm with you. I use a pair of needle nose and pliers, and I'll just twist them around and tighten them onto the screw lugs, and that's the way I like it. And then I also leave mine probably close to 8 inches out there, and then I make sure that when I stuff them back in the box, I bend the wires so that they follow a collapsible program, so to speak. They are like an accordion. They go up and down and up and down, and I like them kind of stuffed back in there so that everything is out of the way, and if I ever have to go into that box again, I can take the two screws out, and then things come out almost like an accordion. You know, it just extends right on out. That's the way I like to do it, because it's sure, I might not ever see this house again. But, you know, I've seen guys go into houses where I've been in behind them and coming in having to fix things or check things out. And good grief, they left 4 or 5 inches is all. And I mean, if you're down in behind a couch or a console of some sort, and you're having to work back behind there, and you're dealing with short wires, it's just not worth the struggle, you know.
Total agreement, Kyle. As a matter of fact, within the next few days, I'm going to be visiting one of our instructors who I'm helping with his farmhouse. And he had a contractor come in and wire it. And every single box I open up, I can't believe how poorly the wiring was done. And every one that I open up, I take all the wires out, I start over from scratch, restrip them, retwist them, put new wire nuts. I don't like the wire nuts he used, I don't like the tape he used, I don't like the weight, I don't like anything about what he did. Not even the brand of the switches and receptacles, which are Hubble. Hubble brand, now H-U-B-B-E-L-L. Now that's a top quality brand, except they switched to Chinese manufacturing. And I don't like their new, I don't like their new stock. Now, I can't say that I've had a lot of experience. I just don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it feels. And I don't want to have Chinese outlets in my house. I just don't want to. What? Well, I specifically seek a brand that I like. It used to be called Cooper. They've been purchased by Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, and yes, you can still buy them. And so a few weeks ago, we found a location that sells Eaton brand, and I like Eaton because the switches feel good, the screws are good, they have a greater contact area, the ears, if you will, on the switches and receptacles. They're about 40% more metal there that contact the sheetrock for a firmer installation. I really like Cooper and Cooper slash Eaton, and they stand behind their products, so I like that. And they're made not in China. The ones I buy are made either in Mexico or the United States, and I'm happy with that. I really am. So that's the brand that I use. And also, when I look at outlets or receptacles, if you will, I look at the shape of the face of them, so that when I take a three-prong plug, and I go to plug it in, I'm looking for a shape that will receive that nicely, that I don't have to hunt around to get it to fit. They are like almost self-aligning, and that's one of the reasons why I like the Cooper Eaton brand compared to the Hubble brand. Another reason, because Hubble is almost flat across the face of the receptacles. I just don't like the way it looks, feels, nor works. So that's my little pro Cooper slash Eaton endorsement.
Yeah, Eaton has been a good company. Yeah, a good company for many, many, many years.
Can we talk about the gauge of wire? Something kind of simple. There's Romex, and Romex is the non-metallic wire. Can we, when we come back from this break, can we talk about how many amps? Well, the 14 gauge wire Romex will support, and how many amps? 12 gauge, and they're different colors. And let's talk about the different colors. Some Romex is white, some is orange, some is yellow, some is black, some is gray. What does that mean? And let's talk about Ohm's Law. Amps times volts equals one. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I'm not much on rules and regulations. I think, you know, a lot of times I think they're suggestions. However, you know, there's the National Electric Code, which I think is outstanding. I think it's really worth following in just about every respect. And one of the things that you learn if you read the National Electric Code, which I have, I got a copy of the book, and I bought that so I would be able to meet or exceed the National Electric Code when we built our farmhouse. One of the things I'd like to share with you is about wire. If you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, you'll see Romex wire. That's the non-metallic sheathed wire, and you'll see it in yellow, and you'll see it in kind of an orange, and in gray, and black, and white. And these colors are for a specific reason. Now, they didn't used to be like this. You know, Romex used to be white no matter what the size of the gauge of the wire was inside the sheath, but now it's different. So you can just look at the wire by the color of the sheath and know currently what the gauge of the wire is. So why don't we start with the white one, which is 14 gauge. Kyle Harris, tell us about what we need to know in terms of the gauge and the amp capacity of that white Romex colored wire, 14 gauge. What kind of capacity can that carry, and what's it used for?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd say that, you know, all of those, the different gauges of Romex all have a use. You know, 14 is rated for 15 amps, and it's rated for your to run for lighting, and you can actually run it for receptacles. you can, they say in the code, if I remember correctly, it's like 10 receptacles you can run this to, because these little receptacles are rated for 15 amps if you get the cheapy ones. I don't use 14 for receptacles. I do use and did use 14 for like wiring my shop, because I have all LED lights except for one little two-bulb fluorescent that's right above my workbench. But if I turn on every single light in my shop, which there is 11 of them, plus the little two-tube fluorescent. If I remember correctly, when I added that up, it came out to a total of 195 watts, which is like an amp and a half. So, the 14, it has its uses if you know that what you're going to use is not going to pull much amperage, in my opinion. If I were running, halogen lights up there that were, 1,000 watts apiece, there's no way, of course, I would run 14 wire to it. I wouldn't even run 14 to it, just for one light. I would, take the 20 amp, number 12 or bigger, even 10, if I was going to group a bunch of these together. But anyway, that's the 14 has its uses in many, many respects. It's really easy to handle. I just don't like it for receptacles, because people will, I just heard, this is a true story, Vince. This guy I know was just telling me that, he was helping a friend of his out, and he pulled out a counter, and behind this counter was a receptacle that the guy had a plug-in, a strip plug on it, and it had every single one of those little plug-ins on the strip plug were plugged in, except one of them went to another strip cord, another little fused strip cord. He had two of them. So he had eight. He had eight different things running off of one receptacle behind this counter. So people do that kind of stuff, and they just don't know, it's a sad thing, and it's a serious thing, because that when you put that kind of load on one receptacle, you're just asking for, heat buildup in a fire is what you're really asking for. Especially, you run 14 wire to that and run TVs and computers and all of those different things at one time. You're just asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, class, the White Romax current production is going to be 14-gauge wire rated at 15 amps. Now, how many watts is that? Well, amps times volts. Amps times volts equals watts. We'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about do-it-yourself wiring and making some changes and some things that we think you might want to know about. And I'm in total agreement. Kyle and I have not prepared for this broadcast at all. We haven't talked about, there are no notes. There's no notes to this. And we're just telling you what we think, and we are in total agreement. As a matter of fact, as much as I like Kyle Harris, I've never met him. I want to. But we haven't met in person, just on the phone. Isn't that interesting that we agree on everything we've discussed so far? And so I wanted to share with you that there are these electrical boxes that are blue, and they're made by a company called Carlon. And I suggest you get the ones that are a little bit bigger than the very inexpensive ones. So instead of, let's say, what used to cost 18 cents, I don't know what they cost now, but for maybe 10 cents more, you can get a slightly larger one. It'll be much easier to work with. And the 10 cents, I think you'll appreciate that once you start using the larger boxes. I have not switched back to the smaller ones since I had a chance to work with those slightly larger ones. But, Kyle, something else I do. If I nail the two nails in that are on the sides of those boxes to install them. But I also take one or two sheetrock screws, and I also screw them from the inside with a real long Phillips bit so that they are even more secure. And if I am doing old work, meaning if I'm adding a receptacle or a box or a switch to an area that where I have to cut a hole in the sheetrock, I can buy what's called an old work box, which is more expensive, or I can cut the nails or take the nails out, cut the little tabs off that hold the nails on what's called a new work box, which is much less expensive, and I can use two screws, sheetrock screws, from the inside and screw them to the studs. So I've done that. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I've done exactly the same thing, Vince. It's interesting, you know, that you and I have talked off air, and so many things from gardening to animal husbandry to automobiles and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like we were brought up, like my brother from another mother kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, yes. We were talking about, how do you know how many watts something is? So let me tell you, class. A kilowatt is 1,000 watts. And a kilowatt running for 1 hour, 1,000 watt consumption for 1 hour is a kilowatt hour. And that's what you are charged for on your electric bill. Now, in our neck of the woods in Missouri, it's about 10 cents. So 1,000 watts for 1 hour or 1 kilowatt hour costs 10 cents. Now, how much does the device consume in terms of watts? Well, you simply multiply the number of amps that it says that device consumes by the number of volts. And if it has a standard plug, you can figure out 120 volts. So if it says 1 amp, you multiply 1 times 120 volts, and you'll come up with 120 watts. That's 1.2 cents if you're paying 10 cents per kilowatt, 1.2 cents per hour. So that's how you can tell about how much something will cost. Now, what I'd like Kyle to share with you, if it's okay with you, Kyle, is how you determine the current carrying capacity in watts of, let's say, 12-gauge wire. Now, 12-gauge wire is rated at 20 amps. 14-gauge wire is rated at 15 amps. So 12-gauge wire at 20 amps will carry 2,400 watts. Absolute maximum capacity. But I'm sure you don't ever load your circuits to 2,400 watts, do you?
Never do. In fact, I want to bring something to the class's attention that they may not know. This last winter, we had some ice build up on the corner of our roof. And when it started melting, because we had all kinds of snow this last year, it started melting a little bit, and it started dripping down in between my deck and my house. And it got there's a little entryway to the house, and it sort of got that wet. And I didn't realize it was actually going into the house and getting downstairs just a little bit. It was starting to make the floor wet and the area down in there. So I went up there and took care of it on the roof first, and then I put a little electric heater up close to where the water were, so it would dry out. And I put it up, plugged it into a 15 amp receptacle, and I put it on 1,000 because most of the little electric heaters are either 1,000 or 1250 or 1500 watts. And I just put it on 1,000 because I was planning on leaving it, and I did not want to pull even 1,000 watts, huge long, I mean, definitely not 1,500 for a very long period of time, even though the receptacle is rated for 1,800, and there's 14-gauge wire already in this house that I'm in. So I knew where we were, how we were sitting. But so I used a 14-gauge extension cord to be able to get down to it. Well, a couple of hours later, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go down there and check on that. So I always, the place I check is the connection between the heater and your extension cord, because that connection is where you have the transfer of electricity. It's also going to have a, I don't care how they say it, you're going to have a slight air gap, and the heat is going to be right there. And that little plug was hot, even using 14 gauge. And so I went and got a heavier gauge, 12 gauge wire, that was a shorter extension cord, and I put that in there and made the tongs on the little plug-ins on the heater kind of spread them out a little bit so it'd make a really tight connection, and that took care of that problem. But even with that 14-gauge at 1,000, it was still enough to heat that connection up by itself.
Mm-hmm. So the, what you're bringing up is a very good point, what you're bringing up. So, class, if you look at 14-gauge wire, that would be 15-amp wire times 120 volts is current carrying capacity of 1,800 watts. But it'll get hot. And so what we recommend is never load more than 80%. So that 15-amp wire, which is 14-gauge, should only be loaded at the absolute maximum of 1,440 watts. Now, Kyle did that. He took a 1,440-watt wire, and it got hot at the connection. Now, here's what you should think about. There are wires in your wall that don't have a lot of air around them, moving air to keep them cool. And if you're loading circuits, or if you're overloading circuits, those wires may get too hot, and, well, most of what's around those wires is combustible. That would be dust. You know, over the years, dust gets into those wall cavities. You've got wood in there, and you've got maybe the plastic on the wire. All of that is combustible at some temperature. So what do we recommend? Don't overload those circuits. Now, that means that if you have circuit breakers, you can look at the wire in the circuit breaker panel, and you can see if it's easily, you can determine, once you get a feel for it, whether you have 12-gauge wire or 14-gauge wire or what gauge wire you have. And you can look at where that wire goes into the circuit breaker, and you can say, wait a minute, I've got a 20-amp circuit breaker on a 15-amp wire. 14-gauge wire is 15 amps. And you'll then realize that you need to change that breaker, because you need to not over put a larger breaker on a wire than it can handle. Because if you do, that wire will get hot if you overload it, and you can cause a fire. So that is one thought. Another thought is a thing called a kilowatt, K-I-L-L-A-W-A-T-T. I have one in the kitchen. And sometimes when we have guests here, I'll let them try it and plug it in. You plug this into an outlet, and then you plug a device in it. If you have a coffee maker, you can plug the coffee maker in there. And you hit a little button, it'll tell you how many volts that outlet is currently at. 121, 122, you know, 122.4. It'll tell you. And when you power up that appliance that's plugged into the kilowatt meter, it will tell you how many watts that device is drawing. And you're probably going to be in for a shock at how much some of these devices use, like a toaster. Yeah. Or if you have a device with a little electric motor, you'll find out that when these motors start up, they draw two or three times the amount of watts that they use when they are then stable a few seconds later. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's absolutely true, Vince. There's an old saying, and I've said it before on the air, that, you know, if you live off the grid or you are in a position where you're trying to prepare for emergencies, always find out the amps, because you will live and you will die by the amp. So if you, anything that creates heat is anathema. It's terrible for off-the-grid living. And never, ever wire anything into a into any kind of system, electronics or off of a generator or off of anything that does not have a circuit breaker to protect it, and then make sure that you oversize the wire, and I oversize the receptacle as well, just in case, because, you know, if you figure you put something in and it's going to last 10 years, and if you're 60 now and able to do that, at 70, when that thing fails, you might not be able to. So think down the line, so that you do, if you get yourself in, or you get hurt or something and you can't bend over, you know, to be able to work on something. So when you put something in, put it in there so that you're not going to have to come back in all likelihood.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And by the way, that's what I'm doing. I am I'm changing out the wiring, reorganizing it, I should say, in our breaker panels, because I've installed a new breaker panel, which is the main new breaker panel, and I'm using all the existing panels and sub-panels for our inverter load. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Kyle Harris is with us, and he is our electrical wiring instructor. He's our electrician instructor. I mentioned Kilowatt, K-I-L-L-A-W-A-T-T. It's a device you can buy. Look it up on the internet. It's about $20. Okay. And I wanted to share very quickly, white Romex wire is 14 gauge, which is normally used for ceiling type lighting circuits. Yellow is 12 gauge, which is for 20 amp circuits. Those are general wiring circuits. You can use that for wall receptacles, and also you can use it for ceiling lights. Orange is typically, orange is the 10 gauge wire. It's heavier. It will handle up to, and we're talking about copper now, 30 amp loads. And then black would be typically for 6 and 8 gauge wire. So you can look that up at your leisure. I wanted to share with you our thoughts about metal boxes versus plastic boxes. Now, originally I thought plastic boxes were the way to go until I took out the tri-field meter and I realized that, wow, when you start separating these wires outside the Romex sheath, they tend to emit more electromagnetic radiation. Plastic boxes are great because they don't conduct electricity and, you know, there's less likelihood of a short inside one of these boxes to the boxes if they're plastic. But metal, a little more difficult to work with. They cost a little bit more, but they contain on all sides but the front more of the electromagnetic radiation. And here's something that I learned. I needed a 6-gang box. That meant 6 switches all in the same box. How much do they cost? Between $15 and $20 for plastic. I thought, no, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. That's really way, way overpriced. So I found that you can get 1-gang boxes that are gangable, meaning you can take out one side cover, take out one screw, take out the side cover, and gang them together. And they're about $2 a piece. for deep metal boxes. So I was able to get them for $2 a piece, metal boxes. So 6 times 2 is $12. So I actually saved money and got metal boxes. Kyle, what are your thoughts? Metal versus plastic boxes?
Well, Vince, I did not know about containing the electromagnetic pollution that you were talking about, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I always use in commercial applications or where there is any potential where, you know, the box is not behind a wall where it's actually exposed. I like to use nothing but metal. And then I make sure that, the wires are run up and out of the way so that people can't hook them or anything like that, like in a garage. You know, sometimes people don't insulate their garage. So, but I like metal boxes for that, for garages. But pretty much everything else, I like, I pretty well just stay with plastic because there's a balance between, time spent, fighting some of them metal boxes, getting them together. You probably know what I'm talking about. And the ease of running together with the plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kyle, one of the things that I do, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Whenever possible, when I put wires into a box, whether it be plastic or metal, I try to put the wires in from the bottom. And the reason I do that is if I want to knock out one of those knockout holes in a box, I know that there's going to be dust that will settle in it over the years just from it being in the wall. And I'd rather minimize that dust getting in the box and causing problems later on. I try to just put all the wires that I'm going to use for boxes in from the bottom. And I put a drip loop in there so that if there is any moisture, it will drip down the wire, drip to the drip loop, and not go upward into the box. Do you do the same thing?
I have done that many, many times. I can't say I always do it, but most of the time, that's the best way to do it by far.
There you go, class. So Kyle and I have agreed on everything in terms of wiring. Kyle, have you ever soldered wires inside a box when you join them together? Connections in the box. Have you ever soldered them?
If I know they're going to be subjected to intermittent high amperage, I will definitely solder them.
There you go. I do the same thing, class. So, class, you've just learned our thoughts on do-it-yourself wiring. Kyle Harris has been with us for this hour, and you might want to share this with friends and family. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.